things. Oh, that sounds real good, Brian. Y'all think that sounds good out there? It's nice. Kind of vibrates you right in the midsection, and sometimes the lower sections too. It's good.
Nope.
So this is a song. This is a song about professional baseball. This is a song about when professional baseball and 1960s psychedelic culture found their way to an apex together.
Yeah, baby. Swing that off.
This is a true story. This is a true story about a man named Doc Ellis, who in the year 1970, he threw a no-hitter game. He was a pitcher. He threw a no-hitter under the influence of LSD. It's a true story. Pitching the day back in 1970, when he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. And by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, "Doc, you're pitching today." Taking the mound, the ground turned into the ice on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. Ground track back and forth in waves, colors underneath the sun. The ball turned into a silver blue and his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book. Bring me up down for three straight innings in a 0-0 tie. And all those badass names come ringing from a voice out of the sky. Hallucinating Halloween scenes with each new swing of the bat. Cause they could look like a baseball on the table, but nobody was hallucinating that I took a look all around the world one time. Now they discovered you can't judge a book. Was up to nothing and they still hadn't got any hits. With one eye left to go in the game, the batter looked like a baby child. The birthday cake was shaking and was weird because it was going wild.
Thank you.
So as I said, this is a true story. The fella's name is Doc Ellis, and he was a hell of a guy. And he actually just passed away like a year and a half ago. And a whole bunch of the old school baseball players came together and everyone told stories about Doc Ellis. And this is the most famous one for sure. But Doc Ellis was a hell of a guy. He was involved in the civil rights activities in baseball. He petitioned to be able to wear his cornrow hair on the mound, which I think is pretty badass. He was like the first guy to wear cornrows in professional baseball. Pretty awesome. And he was also the first person to pitch a no-hitter on LSD. By the time that he mowed the last man down, he was high as he had ever been. Dancing to the sound of the world going round, completely unaware of the wind. Oh, the papers would say he was scattered that day. He was pretty as a pitcher could be. Was the town Doc Ellis of the Pittsburgh Pirates threw a no-hitter on LSD. Took a look all around the world one time, finally discovered you can't judge a book.